And it is time for another edition of Dirt World with Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid, live from Volusia Speedway Park.
That's exactly right, Jack Smith. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be on RealRacingUSA.com here, once again, taking Dirt World on the road. Our second on-the-road appearance here in our weekly offering of dirt motorsports and short track talk here, all about dirt. We are live at the 38th edition of the Alltel Dirt Car Nationals, this year presented by the University of Northwestern Ohio. We are beginning night number 8 tonight of this amazing Dirt Car Nationals event. It is indeed just a spectacle to see, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, with my good friend Billy the Kid, my name is Joe Dirt. Billy, we're not quite on the home stretch, but it's getting close.
Yeah, we had a very good last week, and we kicked off the second week last night with a great late model show and an unbelievable mod show. And the mods here, we've had a peak of 91. We started around 80 the first night, and it's just getting better and better. 5,000 to win Sunday. And, you know, we got some very special guests with us tonight. We got both the Dillon brothers and Ryan Gifford, who drive for the same team, Team Dillon Racing. And we're going to expect to see Jared Landers in a little bit, and we're going to have Darren Miller, last night's late model winner. But, you know, the mods here have been 3-4 wide, and I think they still put on the well of the show here.
There's no doubt. And, of course, you talk about these young Richard Childress Racing drivers going down the road today, and you know how I am, man. I'm always thinking, always writing stuff down. Awesome, Austin Dillon, flying Ryan Gifford, and the terror, Ty Dillon. How about those three? Those are going to work, guys?
So you named them after 7 days, is that what you're saying?
It took a little while, but they have certainly proved it. Now they're living up to those names. But you're right, we'll talk to those guys. And you talked about Darren the Thriller Miller of the World of Outlaws Late Models fame, picking up his first victory of 2009, of course, in the number 32D car. Did that in fine fashion last night. And had Darren Miller on the program back in 2008. We look forward to talking to him here this afternoon as well. Man,
also,
it's been amazing. Go ahead, Bill.
It has been awesome. And also, too, we have some great prizes or some great gifts that the University of Northwestern Ohio is going to give away, some T-shirts, some hats, and as well as two passes to win the Wednesday night show, two passes to Thursday night show, two passes to Friday night show, and two passes to Saturday night show that Tony from University of Northwestern Ohio has been willing to donate here and give away. And we also have some hats and some T-shirts and some stuff from dirthead.com, which is brought to you by Vision Graphics. And Kurt was riding around yesterday, and he's got a lot of drivers signed up. So if you get on dirthead.com, it's the same thing as the Fathead and the football players, but it's your favorite race car driver. And I know the three guests that we have coming up in a little bit, I know both all three of them are signed up with it. And it's the talk of the pit area today, man.
Absolutely. And with that, Billy, I'm going to send you out of here, and you're going to go corral up some drivers.
Well, we got three of them. I'll just go get
Jared. Okay, are you going to give him a ride on the four-wheeler?
I'm going to make him run behind him. I'm going to try to tire him out tonight so Ty can outrun him.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you ought to just have him bring that modified up here.
I've been trying to get the motor out of it all week. I'm not going to lie. I told him that when they clear the gates, I'll get the motor out for him, and I'll just stick it in their trailer. But, you know, I already went down to Jared today, and I said, Jared, be honest with me. If the lap traffic didn't play a part last night, did you have anything for the kid? And he said no.
Really?
Yep, that's what he said to me.
I think we may find out different here very soon when we talk to, of course, Ty the Terror. He's very confident about his efforts here. Ryan Gifford, talking to him off the air the other afternoon, this kid said, man, how many laps is it? I said, it's 20. He said, man, I wish it was 150.
Yeah. They all got a lot of energy. You watch them run around the pit all week. They've been here on their motorcycles. They've created a motocross park in the back, and they've had a lot of fun this week. But, you know, the first guest out is going to be the general manager of Bruce Spurrier Park, and I know you're looking forward to talking to her, and while I go round up some drivers for you to interview.
The Babe from Barberville, TM the GM, just a couple of the monikers that we call the lovely Tanya Bushell. Tanya, not your first Dirt Car Nationals, but it is in the position and capacity of general manager, and you have risen to the challenge, young lady. You've just worked your butt off, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I definitely cannot take all the credit or even begin to take a little credit on this one. This is a giant team effort with all the staff from World Racing Group, the World of Outlaws, UMP, and all of their teams that come in and help make this show go together and keep everything rolling on the property, keep us moving, and keep us alive for 12 nights. So thank you, but no, I cannot even begin to take a little bit of the credit. So,
well, I'm going to give you all the credit.
Well, thank you.
There's no doubt.
Thank you.
Because you are, to me, a familiar face We see the World Racing Group employees that invade this racetrack, and it certainly takes all these people to make an event like this come together. So, you know, we see all these people from all over the country representing different series, of course, all owned by World Racing Group. But at the end of the night, it's always good to see a familiar face that I know will be here on a regular Saturday night.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And it is good. And I tell you what, it's been probably one of the best Dirt Car Nationals I've been involved with since being part of Dirt Motorsports and World Racing Group and their properties. And we have really, really come together as a team all the way across the board, and it's awesome. I mean, we're talking from the top of the list, from Brian Carter and Tom Deary, all the way, you know, to the folks that are helping keep everybody fed and in beverages here. Everybody has connected really well. We're having a lot of fun with it, and it's been great. We've put together some really connected shows, and I can't even begin to talk about the racing out here that has been just phenomenal.
You know, and you talk about the racing, and you talk about giving credit to people, the track grooming crew. These guys begin on this racetrack as soon as the lights stay on, but as soon as the last checkered flag falls, they get on this racetrack, they begin working on it. They work several hours throughout the night, do it all over the next morning. And what we see here, I mean, it all culminates in just a beautifully prepared track. And again, Tanya, you've learned about this. They're having to keep up with the weather and just so many different factors thrown to them, and they've risen to the challenge as well.
They definitely have, too. And those guys deserve a ton of credit because they are putting in some hours. I asked them yesterday, I said, is there any way we can rotate you guys around and figure out a way to get you caught up on your sleep here a little bit? And they're all just, you know what, we'll sleep when it's done, we're good, we're going to keep giving you a track, and we're going to keep working it, but they work diligently, they work really hard, and they have been challenged. I mean, we went from 20-degree nights last week to 75-degree days today, and dealing with sun and wind and this and that, and we have had a different type of weather condition every single day of this event.
That's exactly right. However, for the remainder of the 38th edition of the Dirt Car Nationals, weather is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. Saw it dipping into the 80s today.
Yeah.
Very comfortable for a lot of the people up north. And, of course, all of us, we love this kind of weather. So the weather forecast for the remainder of this deal is supposed to be good. So we're looking forward to
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. This will be one of the first Dirt Car Nationals in many years, and I probably shouldn't even say this out loud, where we are not anticipating any dates that look like cancellations, so we're going to get all 12 nights in.
Well, I've often said here that you made a deal with the devil when you started working here because you kept clouds away all season long when any other promoter, any other operations manager would call this thing at noon. But nonetheless, that's been amazing. Tanya, before we go, just a couple of more things, actually. What has impressed me throughout this entire campaign are the media resources that are now available.
Yeah.
All of the different media, the electronic print media, the publication media, they're all here, the digital media. And I think now more than ever, the word of the Dirt Car Nationals and big events like this just gets out so much quicker. I try to tell people who won the race last night, they're telling me already.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's amazing. And I think that's so important to be able to have a successful event like this is to allow all these media resources to come together. But I'm really impressed with World Racing Group, the way they've operated with the media.
Yeah, they've done extremely well. I'll give credit and kudos right there to Chris Dolak, who deals with our public relations and media from home office and has a ton of great connections, but is also real good at working with somebody new who's just coming around for the first time wanting to cover the events and do the photography and that type of thing. But he's very good with them. Our entire PR and media team is real good about getting the news out, getting the word out, making things happen that way, and we're doing our best to get some things available to the media here at the track. We have a couple spaces available where they can actually work and get their things done right here on site without having to necessarily drag it back to the hotel or whatever. And then also some electronic things we're doing with timing and scoring and things like that that they can get visually on the spot immediately. It's we're working into the 21st century with our technology.
Definitely.
And making it happen. So
absolutely, Tanya, what a pleasure. You look relaxed as we are in the home stretch here, and you've done a great job, and I know you'll continue to do that, but really appreciate you being on Dirt World.
Not a problem. Thank you, and we hope everyone comes out for the remainder of the week. And just a reminder, weekly racing begins March 7th at Volusia Speedway. So.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Jack, if you could see her, she's more beautiful than ever today, and you wouldn't believe that. somebody that's gone through this many nights consecutively. She's composed.
Are you saying radiant?
Very radiant. That's the word. That is indeed the word. All right, we're going to keep things rolling, and we got a trio of drivers over here. Actually, a four different drivers. Who was in here first, gentlemen? All right, Ryan points to Ty. Ty points to the Austin. Austin Dillon, come on over here, young man. First of all, folks, I want to remind everybody you can be a part of Dirt World. Austin, just grab that. You're just going to talk to me on the telephone. You can be a part of Dirt World. It's very simple, by emailing. Go into your Yahoo email and go to dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. It's dirtworldshow@yahoo.com. We're live at Volusia Speedway Park with Dirt World. Now the young man who I coined the phrase this morning, going down the road, and I hope it sticks, awesome Austin Dillon. Austin, you visited Victory Lane once in the same room with us, a gentleman that has picked up 5 of 7, and you guys are working hard all day. You're working together with these efforts, but tonight the championship, I mean, what's different?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. The track's going to be changing a little bit. Looks like they're going to put a little bit more water on it, so we'll see what we can do. Jared's going to be tough to beat, but we're all teammates. We're going to race as hard as we can against each other, but we definitely want to bring home one more eagle.
Oh, no doubt. Talking about that eagle, man, just beautiful trophies given out at these Dirt Car Nationals. Austin, I talk about the fact that you guys are all down by the Gator Pond. You're all together down there working on these race cars together. Are you, in fact, sharing information? Because let's face it, I mean, you look at, of course, your efforts in the Camping World Series, 2008 Rookie of the Year. It really becomes somewhat of a secret. You don't want to share information with your competitors. Is it like that with your family?
I mean, not really. I mean, we're going to share information. We want these Shaw Bylanders cars to get out there, and we want them to become the best cars there are in the modified world. And I think they've really proven themselves this week. So we're not afraid to share information with each other and any of the guys that are in our cars.
We're talking to Austin Dillon, the young man out of Welcome, North Carolina, driver of the number 3 effort, the Bad Boy Mowers machine. And, of course, talk about Mark Martin's involvement here. Of course, Larry Shaw by Jared Landers out of Batesville, Arkansas, where Jared comes from, the Mark Martin Ford and Chevrolet dealerships. How did this come about, just simply the relationship in NASCAR?
Yeah, I mean, we worked together with Mark Martin's partner and Jared's dad, and he decided to help us out with coming down here. So it was really nice to put Mark Martin Chevrolet on the car, and any time we can help in a time like this, put a Chevrolet dealership out on the car, it's just good, especially the way the economy is right now.
And Austin, of course, with your success in the Camping World Series back in 2008, we've seen you in this modified, actually the last Dirt Car Nationals. You jumped back into this thing in 2009. Does this kind of make you kind of homesick a little bit? It's got to, man.
Yeah, I love this dirt stuff. I wish we could run more of it as much as I could, actually. And this year we're going to try and run as many late model shows and hopefully a few more modified shows. Heck, we're successful in them, so we'll run as many as we can.
I often say, and so many of the listeners here on Dirt World, of course, Jack Smith back in Bradenton, he's heard me say it so many times, we're selfish. We want to see young talent like you stay on the dirt. And you can be successful, but, I mean, realistically, we all know you've got to get on that career track. You've got to make it to the pinnacle, which, of course, Sprint Cup racing, and that is what you're being groomed for. Is that simple?
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I still want to keep the dirt racing background. I'm going to come back to as much as I can whenever it's possible.
Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. This effort has been amazing. I mean, part of the Altel All-Stars, I checked some of the results today. You're not doing real bad in that. Of course, people can text message your name, and I'll give them that information as the show progresses. But it's got to be kind of exciting, man. I mean, you're up for several hundred thousands of dollars, and, of course, a lucky winner could win a couple of grand, too. So it's pretty cool. They're actually voting for you out there in the Altel All-Stars.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome and to see that there's actually fans out there checking us out every night and helping us on our way and just taking care of us. They have our backs, and that's really cool that we're getting votes every night.
And, of course, being in this modified, I know now that the UMP Super Dirt Car, the late models rolled in last night, I know you wish you were driving one of them and staying for the rest of the week, man.
Yeah, definitely. I watched them last night, and I remember coming from here last year getting a late model from modified and how much grip they have, and they got all the power in the world. So
yeah.
I kind of missed it a little bit, but I tell you what, these modifieds, I actually like driving them more. They're a little bit more exciting, less tire, and we have a great time in them, and especially when you're successful as we are and we have been.
In Austin, compare Volusia Speedway Park to certainly some of the little bull rings in North Carolina where you're from or dirt tracks all over the country. They're the only track that runs 12 consecutive nights throughout the Dirt Car Nationals. But talk about maybe in comparison how this track rates on your short list of favorite racetracks.
Well, it's a big momentum track, and Team Dillon Racing has really based themselves on the momentum tracks. We've gone to places like in Whipple, Virginia. There's a big track out there, and then Bulls Gap, Tennessee. We tend to run the bigger tracks because we really have our momentum program down, I think, to where we can get to the corners and go. And it's not really a stop-and-go place, but it's a momentum track, and we really like those type of tracks.
What are you going to do different tonight? I know that was my first question, but you got Jared sitting here. I mean, this guy is served notice. He's the man to beat, Austin. I mean, and you've been so close. Your younger brother has been so close. Ryan has been so consistent. The entire stable down there, you guys have been amazing, the most consistent out here. But, man, you've got to be thinking, you know, not even what's going to happen with the track. You've got to be thinking maybe some driving technique, what you're going to do tonight. I mean, how important is pulling your heat race, Bill?
It's pretty big. If you can start in the top three and win one of those heats, just winning the heats is the biggest thing, starting in the top eight. We won our race from 11th, which was really cool. I was excited about that. But I tell you what, that 777 has been coming from behind and beating us every night. So I'm going to do all I can to keep him from behind us tonight. But I'm still want to be – we're still teammates now, and we're going to race as hard as we can, so we're not going to tear up anything.
And, you know, you guys have proven that.
Yeah.
You really
have
proven
together and drive each other clean.
I'm up there screaming. I'm watching Ty come up through there. I'm watching Jared come up through there, and I'm just screaming my head off, yelling, here we go. I mean, they could touch, and never a touch.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. And I had a front row seat last night, Ty and Jared, and they were all over the place coming off before. They were really, really close. So it's really cool to be able to race as hard as we are able to and still be able to compete for a win.
Absolutely. Awesome Austin Dillon. Now, that came
about.
You're
the first one that's given me a nickname there.
That's kind of what I do, man. I mean,
yeah.
The late model guys have all got their nicknames, modified guys, but always remember that.
All
Joe
right.
on Dirt World gave you Awesome Austin Dillon.
All right, good.
Make it stick. Austin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
He's going to walk across the room. And who's he going to give it to? It's going to be young Ty. Ty, it's okay, man. This is all good. Saw you banging up that little dirt bike the other day. Actually, your brother banged it up and almost wrecked it. You're having fun with those anyway.
Oh, yeah. Anytime I come down here, we have fun on them things. And it's just kind of a way to relax during the day after a hard night of racing.
Ty, you guys, you know, driving for, of course, your grandfather. And what a great family you have. And, you know, the competition, sportsmanship has really been instilled in you guys at young, young ages. And it shows. It really does, the way you carry yourself. Inside the race car, certainly outside the race car, and that's something that I've observed throughout these past eight nights, the way you guys operate. What are your aspirations? I mean, here you are, you know, kind of in the shadow of your older brother, am I right? I mean, let's be realistic, kind of in the shadow, but you're making your own name, there's no doubt.
Yes, sir. About the, just the, our grandfather and our dad just drilled in our heads just to always be respectful and on the racetrack and with people around you and show respect. And, we're starting to get back on my older brother, but it's just fun to run with him and have fun with all these guys that we're racing with. So.
Is this something you always wanted to do? I mean, you grew up in a racing family. You grew up in the hotbed of racing, one of the most famous names in racing, certainly with your involvement. Is this something you just knew, I mean, when you could talk and walk, that you wanted to do this?
Well, when we were younger, we ran go-karts for a little while, and we kind of got out of that, and we got into stick and ball sports, but then my brother actually went to the Little League World Series when he was 9 or 10.
Really?
Yeah, so we were big into ball sports, and then one day I just saw these Legends cars and Bandoleros on TV, and I called my grandfather up and says, Pop-Pop, I'm ready to go racing. So that's when it started, when we were about 13, and haven't let up since.
One of those the other night. It was an old broadcast from Charlotte.
Yes.
And they were talking about you, and I you were actually on television. I'm thinking, man, this is you know, a few years ago, but that was pretty cool to see that. So started in the Legends. That's when you really, you know, got interested, and of course that transferred. Is dirt something that you feel is just necessary to kind of get to that next level, or is dirt something you think maybe you could stick with for the long time?
Yes, sir, definitely. Dirt's big in our stepping levels up to where we want to be in next us up, I guess. And it helps teach you car control, and I think it helps in many aspects in asphalt racing, and then asphalt racing also helps in dirt racing. So we're trying to get both of those in, and just learning all the way up.
Ty, do you think you have the respect of your older brother outside of the race car? Because what you've done on this racetrack this past week, any older brother would certainly respect you. I mean, the way you drove that thing last night was absolutely amazing. Does he give you the respect you think you deserve?
I guess so. I think he does.
All right.
And,
yeah, you did. Austin just said, heck, I raced him clean last night. No doubt. But, I mean, really, you guys are siblings. You're brothers. I mean, you're going to have times when you're going head-to-head, and it kind of adds to it when you're on the racetrack. I mean, there's a lot of opportunities to say, hey, look, you know, you cut me off, you did this or you did that, but that doesn't seem to happen with you guys at all.
No, we have a lot of respect for each other, and we know how to race each other clean, and it's just like another person out there when we're racing. So.
But the competition level's there. I mean, when you get out of that car, when you get in the car, you're gunning for him. You're looking at him. You're saying, all right, here we go.
Yes.
You know, all bets are off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool, man. Sure. That is pretty awesome. Ty, what can we say, man? You're up there in the points for the Dirt Car Nationals Championship. We all know what's going on with that. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I mean, it's you got to think and you got to give yourself a lot of credit that you're able to run as well as you do with the best modifieds in the country here.
Yes, sir. Our guys have worked hard all week, and it's just credit due to the guys who work hard behind the scenes, you know. And it's good that we can have all our Shaw by Landers cars. We're all, like, teammates down there working together, and we're kind of shutting them out this week, so it's a good thing. And maybe
yes,
we can keep it up.
Absolutely. Does the Terror fit? Ty the Terror Dillon? Is that going to work for you?
Yes, sir.
All right, your brother likes awesome. So Ty the Terror Dillon, that's who we're going to coin this young man. Also out of Welcome, North Carolina, driving the Snap-on sponsored number two. Ty, really appreciate you being on Dirt World, my man.
No problem.
All right. We're going to talk to Ty maybe in a couple of years when he gets things going, or perhaps the next time he's available right here on Dirt World. Billy has been wrangling up all kind of people. He's making his way throughout the entire facility, some 40 acres here at Volusia Speedway Park. And I'll tell you, it's just absolutely incredible to watch the development of so many different drivers here throughout these Dirt Car Nationals, to watch drivers that come and perhaps aren't as strong as, you know, they think they need to be. They work on their program and see where they're at now. And right now, flying Ryan Gifford. Ryan, you were here 2 weeks ago. You guys unloaded the Shell number 29 car. You got a few preliminary laps, not many, but they gave you a few. And then, of course, you raced in the modified event for what we called our January Jumpstart. How important was that, or was it at all?
Yeah, I think that was definitely a big learning experience for me, being my first time in one of these modified cars. But, no, I got out there and did what they've been teaching me to do, you know, over the past year, and it really helped me out a lot.
And Ryan, you're just outside of victory lane. You see, of course, your teammates here, the success they're enjoying. You're running up, certainly, top three, top five, every night for all intents and purposes. You know, and tonight's your last opportunity. I mean, what's on your mind, man?
Just got to get it done. Get out there and get a good draw, win my heat race, and do it.
It's that simple.
Just got
to
do it.
We talked to you the other day, and, you know, I think we were talking about sprint cars.
We were.
Yeah, and I said, would you guys get in them? And, you said, absolutely, right now. You know, I asked you how many laps, or you asked how many laps a modified race was, and it didn't matter. I mean, you're the kind of guy, you would get out there from dusk till dawn and just go round and round and round. And that shows, man.
I would. I mean, I enjoy racing. This is what I love to do. So anytime I get the chance to get out there and do it, I'm going to take the opportunity.
Absolutely. How did you get hooked up with these boys? I mean, this is a pretty exciting, a very exciting relationship that you've developed with them. How'd this all happen?
Yeah, they're great people to work with. I actually met Dale McDowell and went to his driving school.
Okay.
And I guess he liked what he saw, and then went to a GM test with a bunch of different drivers and did pretty good there, and Austin and Ty's dad gave me a call a few weeks later and asked me if I wanted to come out and do some stuff, and they had Shell wanting to do some stuff. So,
well, they liked what they saw. There is no doubt about it. They liked what they saw. So, I mean, you taking this opportunity that was given to you by, of course, Richard Childress after going to Dale McDowell's driving school, which has turned into quite a stepping stone for a lot of drivers, and there are not a lot of dirt schools out there. And what made you say, hey, look, I think I want to try this. Let's go to the dirt school.
I just wanted to make myself better. You know, I'm constantly trying to get better and do better things. So I figured that'd be a good step for me to improve myself.
Absolutely. And where did you begin, though? I mean, you talk about getting better. I mean, what needed to be improved? Where did you start? In North Carolina, obviously?
No, I started out in Tennessee racing go-karts, and then we moved and started traveling, and then when I turned 15, we got a late model and started doing that.
Nice.
Raced right there at home in Tennessee.
And it is time to get back to Dirt World with Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid live from Volusia Speedway Park.
Well, welcome back to Dirt World. I am Billy the Kid. We are coming live to you from the 38th Annual All-Tail Dirt Car Nationals, brought to you by the University of Northwestern Ohio. And sitting here with me now, we have the, I don't know what you want to call him this week. I call him the Terror of the Modifieds. He's won 5 of 7, including the Gator Championship on Sunday night, as well as last night's 1500 to win race. Welcome to the booth, Jared Lander. What's up, buddy?
Oh, we're just trying to get by another day here.
Trying to get by another day. I mean, if you don't take a break here, bud, and let somebody else win, you might not make it out of the parking lot tonight.
I know. I've been thinking about that.
Huh?
I've been thinking.
I've been teasing you all week. I've been coming down visiting because you park right next to the Dillon kids. And I came over there last night and said, you know what? They started to take target practice at your Eagles because you had them sitting on top of the car.
I had some guys that came down to help me for a little while, and they wanted to get pictures of all of them before they left. And I didn't like doing that because it looks like it's kind of rubbing things in, you know. But
well, you got a collection that most guys can't build in a year. You built in 6 days here.
Oh, I don't know what to say about that.
Of course, you know, you've been good here, you've been bad this year, you've just been really good. You know, I mean, what'd you do different?
From the, well, I've only been here 2 years.
Last year? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, last year. Well, I've had a few part failures last year, and I've kind of came through that and got everything that I needed now, I believe, and just make sure I stay on top of my maintenance. And we're just, all my pit crew down there, they've been taking care of me, and luckily I hadn't had nothing fall off yet or anything break, so. Knock on wood, but
you know, you started eighth last during the Gator Challenge, I believe it was. You started eighth and you came through the field pretty good. So it doesn't really seem to matter where you take the green from, but you seem to be close to the top. You know, at the end, and I know earlier this week when you didn't win, you had to go through a B main and you transferred, and you still came through the field pretty good. But you know, I mean, it's been an awesome week. The racetrack's been up and down. It's good one day. I mean, it's not bad, but it's different each day. And you know, we heard the Dillon boys talking about the difference in the racetrack. And I know, man, I mean, everybody with the competition that's behind you and all the competition that's here, I mean, let's face it, you got the 2008 UMP National Champ, Jeff Leica, he's struggling. Steve Arpin, who is just really good in the modified, he's struggling. So for you to be on top of your game this week really says a lot. But, you know, I guess that's the question on everybody's mind. What do you have eight on? Just Jared Landers?
Well, a lot of seat time around Batesville, right. Batesville Motor Speedway there in Batesville, Arkansas. It's quite a bit of a momentum racetrack. It's way smaller than this track, but yet it drives the same.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And I had a lot of seat time around there, so it kind of, and when it comes to where it's slick and stuff, you know, the track, it plays to my favor then too, so.
Well, I could see that. I could see that happening because, you know, another baseball native is really good here, Billy Moyer, and he's a hero of mine, and he's been really good here over the past few years. So you can see that. You know, not saying that you struggled here last year, but I'm saying what a turnaround. We've seen from last year to this year, and man, what a great momentum. But, you know, the people that help you on the race car with that car that you have, we see your new baby here in Victory Lane, and congratulations on the baby. The baby's got a well of a collection of Eagles now. And, you know,
oh, yeah. I forgot. I kept track of how many races he's been to. I know when I got here, it was he's been to 4 races. I won 4 of them. Now I let him down one night. I had to run a B, but I guess I'm 8 out of 9 races I've won that he's been there.
Well, you know, let's talk about this for 1 second. Earlier this week, Donnie Schatz, you know, the World of Outlaws was here and all the sprint cars, and it seemed to fall in a pattern. When you won, he would win. The night that you didn't win, he didn't win. So he said Sunday night when he saw you in Victory Lane for the 5,000 win, he knew it was his turn again in the rotation. How does that make you feel?
That's pretty wild. I mean, I don't even know Donnie Schatz very well at all. I mean, I talked to him on Victory Lane that one night, and that's about it. But it was kind of wild. I thought he might throw me a percentage of that deal every now and then, but I don't think we worked that out.
It was a whole lot different than the purses of his purses and your purses.
Yeah, he paid.
Yeah. But, you know, talk about some of the things that are coming for Jared Landers in the future. What do you have in mind? What do you want to do?
I kind of go with the flow, you know. I take whatever I can get, and, you know, everybody wants to go to the top, you know. And, I mean, if I get an opportunity, I'm going to take it. If I don't, I mean, I'm happy where I'm at or not. Just building cars, you know. I can make a decent living doing that stuff.
Right. How's that going for you? I see a lot of your cars here around.
I can't hardly keep up. I'm going to fix up to hire some help.
But let me ask you this question, and then I'll leave you alone about your race car. This week alone, or from a week from today, we started last Tuesday, you've won 5 of 7. How many times has your car ran second, third, and fourth?
Well, we, I don't know, but I know when I didn't win one night, my car did. But all my cars raced on one night, and I didn't have a car raced on the second night of the Gator qualifying, so we left somebody else.
And we actually had the second night of Gator qualifying winner here with us tonight. But, you know, we talk about Batesville, Arkansas, and we talk about Shaw, and I know what that means to you and the way things are going for you, and it looks like you got everything going in the right direction. You got a new baby, and you've had one well of a race, and tonight's not over. I mean, tonight's 2,500 to win. Last night was 1,500 to win, and to take home 6 out of 8 here would be phenomenal for you. What would that mean?
Oh, yeah, I could leave happy right now. I mean, that's all. You couldn't ask for a better week than this.
If you win tonight, they might not let you leave.
I know. I might need
somebody
to think
might
about
put you in late model here third Wednesday night. One of the big blocks or something.
Yeah, that would be all right, too, I guess.
You know, one of the things that we talked about, and another thing with Kirk Shaw, he was riding around yesterday with this Dirthead.com, and I see you wearing a Dirthead.com hat, and all the guys down there talking about it. This is a really neat thing, and, you know, me being in the diecast deal and into the collectible stuff, these kids see these fat heads on TV with their football players and their favorite sports figures, and these Dirthead.com, these Dirthead things, graphics, are race cars. So I would assume that your car will be next.
Oh, yeah, they can print them up as you want them, but we changed graphics and stuff, and we didn't have any pictures of the car, so, I mean, I couldn't bring any with me.
Right.
But you can line, you can get everybody's car and line them around your wall, and, I mean, you can have a race on your
that's
your
what
wall.
He was telling me. He was telling me that not only could he do your car, he could do anybody's car. Anybody listening could have their car done. All they have to do is send him a picture of it. He could do their car.
Oh.
And the price is right.
Oh, yeah, it's a good deal.
Well, while we got you here, before we wrap you up, tell us who helped you get down to Florida this year.
Well, I couldn't do it without my dad here. I mean, he takes care of me, makes sure I get, I mean, he's behind me 100%. We might not get along at all times, but I couldn't do it without him. My wife, Jessica, and Madden, Jessica sticks with me. I work late hours at night, and sometimes she gets mad at me. Sometimes, you know, you just can't do it without them.
But it all makes up for it this week, buddy.
Right, and I got my, you know, Zach and the guys at the shop here, Henry and a few guys that come through there, and Jordan, that make sure they'll stay all night with me to make sure I get done my stuff. I mean, I couldn't be here if it wasn't for none of them guys.
Right. Well, I just want to say before I let you go that, man, what a well of a week you had here this week, and want to wish you the best of luck tonight. Want to thank you for being all your crew members down there, you and all the Dillon, Team Dillon Racing, all partnered together. It's been my job all week to clear the bottom, clear the pond, and make sure everybody's got armbands. And you guys have been just as good to me as I've been to you, and just want to say thanks for taking a few minutes out today, and once again, good luck tonight there.
I'm glad y'all put this race on here, and I got to thank Alltel and all. You know, they're doing this boat deal or whatever they got going, and it's pretty neat that they spend the time for us to get out here and get on this deal. You know?
Well, I guess you figured if you was the only modified driver, you'd have the 1,000 wrapped up. Is that what you figured? That's an extra 1,000.
Yeah, that made it.
Huh?
But now I got a couple I got to worry about here.
Yeah, you know, Alltel's real big in this deal, and it's good to see the University of Northwestern Ohio step up this year, too, and go from there. But it's been really good. So, like I said, we want to wish you the best of luck. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and hope to see you in Victory Lane tonight.
All right, well, hopefully I can get there.
Thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
That's Jerry Landers, everybody, who's had a well of a week here at the 30th Annual Dirt Car Nationals. He won the first night, the second night. He won on Friday night, and then he won the Gator Challenge on Saturday or Sunday night, 5,000 win. He picked up the $1,500 feature last night. He's going to look to knock it down tonight for 2,500. What a week he's had. Like I said, he's had more wins this week than most guys have in a lifetime. So I want to thank him again for taking a little time with us. What we'll do next is we'll take we won't even take a second. We'll talk to one of the other winners this week, who also picked up the win in the modified two Saturdays ago at Ocala Speedway. He was one of the winners. We actually got every winner for a modified show in this building today between Jared Landers, Austin Dillard, and now Randy Hall. Randy Hall, how you doing, man?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Nice day out down here in the south, and I heard it warmed up back home in New York, but not as nice as what it is down here.
Well, you rode in Ocala a couple weeks ago, and it was a little chilly. We rained on us. It got a little chilly, and you guys were saying, this ain't chilly. It was 30 below back home when you left or something. But, you know, Florida hadn't been too bad for you. You knocked down the 2,000 win at Ocala, and then Saturday night you knocked down the win here. And you made it to the Gator Challenge on Sunday, which was everybody's looking for. And we was kind of joking around a little bit at your hauler yesterday. We was going to put a sign up in your hauler that said it's Saturday today, so you could maybe, you know, get back in victory lane. But talk about your trip. I mean, how's your trip been to Florida?
Well, I've been actually coming down here for 12 years, believe it or not, but this has definitely been the best year so far. The only thing I'm not happy about is we've been pretty inconsistent. I mean, when we've been on good, and there's been a couple nights, you know, we got luck on our side there and drew a good number, but we missed the setup and went backwards, and, you know, it just makes us try a little bit harder and do some different stuff so we can get better.
You know, I was asking yesterday if you guys are going to head to the West Coast to race, and I know you guys are, like a lot of guys in the Pittsburgh, not sure what you're going to do, and you know, but, you know, you come down here with the mindset that you would love to win, but sometimes it just don't work out that way. I know Sunday we were talking, we talked on Monday, and y'all were talking about that one of the crew guys said, I don't think we raced last night. But you know what, Randy Hall, I'll be honest with you, you've had a very good Winter Nationals, not only here but at Ocala, too. I mean, you've made the A-main every night here as far as I remember. You know, so just saying that, you knocked down one win, you got one of the Eagle trophies, but I know you'd like to win again, but it's tough down running them two guys as part next to you.
Yeah, I mean, when I walked in this room here and look at the company I'm with, I mean, it's pretty unbelievable. You know, Jared, Ryan, Austin, Ty, I mean, them guys are definitely on top of their program, and, you know, it's proven fact. And we come down here, and, you know, we can run with them guys and be competitive. It's definitely a pleaser for us.
You know, you have... This is your 12th year down here. You said you've been here before. This is your 12th year. Without a doubt, this has been your best year here. But talk about some of the things you do back home. I know where you are at home is not this is the best of the best right here. But where you come from, you're the best of the best around there, is what I was told.
Yeah, I mean, we're real good back home. But like you said, when you come down here, and you know, I don't know what the car count was, close to 90 cars. I mean,
91 last night.
91 last night, and you know, I'm telling you, there's only 10 guys that aren't running with a pack. I mean, there's just a ton of good guys, and of course, you know, the four guys there, they're, you know, kind of a standout deal down here, and they got it going on this year. But, you know, we're going to go back home this summer, and I want to, you know, do a lot of racing, but I also want to try to get our stuff better so next year when we come back down, we can be more competitive.
Well, I think that'd be, I mean, I look forward to seeing you here next year. We look forward to seeing you maybe in victory lane tonight. You run back down to your hauler today and tell everybody it's Saturday. That's what you got to do to get around that, it looks like. But, you know, I want to say on behalf of not only myself but and Mike Peters as well, I know he came down and saw you this week while he was over here. Just want to say thanks a lot for helping us make Ocala's Winter Nationals the best it could be. And to outrun Kenny Wallace that Saturday night was huge for you, and I think it was huge for everybody else there because it was around the pit area all week. You had a certain individual that was with you that was going around telling everybody you was going to outrun Kenny Wallace. And Kenny Wallace stood in victory lane and said, I don't know this guy, but he outran me. So what's that feel like?
Well, you know, that was it definitely was a good feeling. And it was a great way to start the Speed Week still out for us. I mean, the Ocala tractor, I've never been there, went up there. And you know, I looked at the clay, and I didn't think it was going to be that good of clay. But I tell you, that was a great surface to race on. The first night it was heavy and fast, and we were doing pretty good and got a little wreck there. Come back out on some dry slick stuff, and you know, we started good and running a good race, and Kenny put the pressure on us there, and he was on the bottom, and we just stayed up top and got our momentum going again, and you know, got the win, and that was great for us. I mean, to win something that big and then come down here, and you know, we got a good start spot down here one night, and run a second to Jeff Taylor there and run him back down and got the pass on him for the win. And you know, when you look at, I mean, the guys who are beaten, it seems like we're the only guy that doesn't have some kind of affiliation with NASCAR, so it kind of makes us real proud there.
Yeah, you've had, like I said, you've won Jerry Landers has won 5 out of 7, you won one, and Austin Dillon won the other, so to be in that, to be one of the only guys here that could have you a victory besides Jerry Landers, that says something. And, you know, we're glad you're here, and I'm glad you're having the success you're having this year. We become a started talking at Ocala, and you guys are great guys along with the other 91 mods that are in the pits. But I'm telling you, people don't understand. If you're listening to me, tonight's the last night of mods. If you haven't been here to see them yet, 3 and 4 wide, these guys are racing with each other. No touching, no beating on each other, no banging. 28 cars make the A main. You got 91 cars in the pit area. So that puts a bunch of them in the trailer. And I'm not talking about a bunch of locals in the trailer. I'm talking about some of the best names. Jeff Leake, a 2008 UMP champion. I think he's only made the show maybe 3 times. You got Steve Arpin, who hasn't made it, had to go through the B-main last night to make the show. I'm not talking about scrubs. I'm talking about Kenny Wallace winning the B-main last night.
Ken Schrader running second in a B main to get in the field. I'm talking about 28 of the best in the country. You know, this qualifying deal where you guys do three laps of qualifying each night, I think that's a race to field. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, that's, you know, we don't do a lot of qualifying, time qualifying back home. It's pretty much just a pill draw deal. And you know, we come down here, and I like the way they do it. They're in groups of 10 or 12, and you're doing your times out there. And I really like the way that it does it. And so far we've been fast enough to get in the invert. And, you know, starting the first or second row, and it definitely helps. And, you know, a lot of times, I mean, like you said, you'll have, you know, one of the best guys in the country starting behind you or something. And if you can break free a little bit, you know, it's hard to really run them down. But it's been working out real good for us. We've made every show down here so far, so we're real proud of that. And hopefully we'll just go out tonight, qualify good, and get a good starting spot and try to get, you know, you got to win your heat to get in the redraw. And that's real important with the level of competition there is. So hopefully we can do that again tonight.
Well, before I let you head back to your pit area, you want to thank some people to help to get you here and down to here this year or every year or whatever you want to do, man. Let's talk about them.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we've been coming down for, you know, 12 years, but I've only been over here once. Actually, it was the old track, the small track on the back straightaway there, the old, you know, it was asphalt, and then they kind of went back and forth. So it's been a while, and we're not used to these real big tracks, but we've been plugging away. But, you know, obviously I wouldn't have been able to make it down here without, you know, all the guys that helped me back home and all the sponsors, Bowman Rental Properties, Heron Cigarettes, Cloud & Company, Portable Truck, Indian Smokes Online, Close Racing Supply, BMS Chassis. You know, we're a little bit different. You know, I'd love to go over to East Bay and race, but financially, you know, this is what we budgeted out, and it's time for us to race tonight, and then we're going to head home. And, you know, I got to put a plug in, though. They got that AllTelAllStar.com deal going, you guys get on the internet or get on text. I think it's 247-253, letter E. That would help out a bunch for us guys and keep us going this year. I just appreciate you guys having me up here today and got a heck of a facility, and hopefully we'll be back next year.
No problem, man. Well, but, you know, we like to wish you the best of luck tonight. Be careful on your trip home, and good luck in that AllTel All-Star voting. And if anybody deserves it, you do. You're the only guy that's knocked down a win here at both places. And I'm sure if you went to East Bay, you'd find victory lane there one night too. But good luck tonight to you, Randy Hall, and thanks for taking a few minutes out with us today.
Okay, appreciate that.
Thank you, man. Well, it's Dirt World Live here from the 38th Annual Dirt Car Nationals. We're going to take a brief break and pay some bills, and we'll be right back with Darren the Thriller Miller last night, Monday night's winner of the late model 30-lapper UMP, 7,000 to win. We'll be right back.
CarNag.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNag.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNag.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNag gets it done.
This is Daryl Padgett, driver of the number 46, Wells Brothers Farms Ford. You're listening to Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid on Dirt World.
No matter what, get out and see some dirt racing. Get some dirt on your face.
Get some dirt on your dog.
Yeah, dirt on your dog.
Absolutely.
With Billy the Kid, my name is Joe Dirt, Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com.
And the only hurricanes flying around Florida this time of year are over at Volusia Speedway Park. Joe Lineberrier and Billy the Kid, you're back at it.
Welcome back to Dirt World, live from the 38th edition of the Alltel Dirt Car Nationals, presented by the University of Northwestern Ohio. What a pleasure it is to be at this amazing event, folks, as we enter night number 8 into this campaign. It's been absolutely amazing. Once again, we thank all of you for listening on RealRacingUSA.com. And don't forget, you can be a part of the program. If you've got a question for one of these great drivers or guests we have on here this afternoon, email us at DirtWorldShow@Yahoo.com. It's DirtWorldShow@Yahoo.com. As promised, a driver that we had on Dirt World early in 2008. This dude always likes Volusia Speedway Park, and the old half mile was good to him last night. Ladies and gentlemen, from Milledgeville, Illinois, drives the number 32D, the Thriller, Darren Miller, live on Dirt World. Darren, face-to-face with you. We were talking off the air. Very exciting to see you here at Volusia. And again, this old girl paid you with some nice dividends last night.
Yeah, I like coming to this place. You know, this track's more like what we race around home all the time. And it definitely fits me a lot better than the place we were at last week.
Yeah, and you talk about that off the air. We were talking about the big differences between East Bay and here. Every year, you beat yourself up. You say, all right, we're going to go to East Bay Raceway Park. We're going to try it for the first week of the late models. Then we'll go to Volusia. This year, things just kind of stacked up and built up in you, and you said, well, I don't know that we'll ever go back. Place is really difficult to get a handle on. It's that simple.
Well, it is, and I definitely have never got a handle on it. You know, everybody can see. I mean, there's, you know, a handful of guys that have got a handle on it every year, and, you know, I definitely haven't been one of them yet. They keep saying I don't want to go back, but then we do every year.
Yeah.
You know, I just, someday we'll figure something out over there someday.
No doubt. Well, you certainly got it figured out here last night. I mean, you led this thing wire to wire in an amazing show of ability around this big racetrack. And, you know, sure, Volusia Speedway Park, it's our little old half mile out here in Barberville. But, man, when you call home and say, hey, I won at Volusia, whether it's at the Dirt Car Nationals or wherever or whatever race it is, that's saying something, man. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're here at Volusia, and I mean, pretty much all the best cars in the country are here. You know, you can go down through the list, and there may only be a couple of the, you know, the best guys that are out there that aren't here. And to come down here and win with this group, I mean, it's not easy, that's for sure.
Not at all. I mean, you got guys gunning for you, Darren, and they know that in years past you've won here as well, you know, multiple times at this racetrack, and they know what to expect. How important is it for you guys to go to your notebook and say, go to 2008 and see what we did back then? Do you even do that, man, or is it night by night? You know, when you come to this racetrack for the first time in a year, are you going to the notes?
Well, I don't know that we go to the notes that terrible much. You know, I mean, like last night, that was the first time we were here in a Victory Circle car. So,
oh, that's right.
You know, there's not, you know, really specific notes from another time.
You're right.
Obviously. But there's just, you know, all the little things that we always look at from track to track. You know, it's just one of them things. You associate certain tracks with other tracks and then try to, you know, do things that work good at places that are similar.
You talk about places that are similar, and you mentioned the fact that this is more like up home.
Yeah.
Well, certainly the layout might be, Darren, but I can't imagine the surface itself being like home. I mean, this is the most interesting stuff I've ever seen here.
Well, the surface is definitely different, but it's more like home than most of the places down in this area are, I would say. So it fits us a little closer.
Technical issue. We're back, though. But, Darren, again, you know, also we talked off the air, and I tried to save a lot of this for when we were in the interview, but you never married yourself with any series. I mean, you've driven your World of Outlaws races, certainly other sanctioning bodies, and actually considering some Lucas races, but that's, I think, what makes a true outlaw right there, a guy that picks and chooses, and he's not going to align himself with any series.
Yeah, we just pick and choose and try to go where best suits us, and obviously basically all financial decisions more than anything, and, you know, what looks like the best thing for our program.
Absolutely. You've won UMP Dirt Car Super Late Model races here. You did it back in 2008, and, of course, a nice 2008 for you, picking up the North-South 200. Things are on target. You talked about the Victory Circle relationship with Billy Moyer. The motor program is strong. Sponsorships are strong. Things couldn't be better, I think, in Darren Miller Racing right now.
Well,
or could they?
I don't know that the sponsorship ends strong. That's kind of fallen off this year, and I don't know. I think probably more people than just me are seeing that. And but you know, we've got good cars, we've got good motors. We're just we're struggling a little bit on the sponsorship end, so that's gonna, you know, obviously affect a lot of what we do for the year. Hopefully we can start running good and, make things keep going.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. I mean, what could you tell somebody that is looking to try to land sponsorship in this kind of economy in motorsports? I mean, motorsports are strong, Darren. You can look out in the grandstands on any night during the Dirt Car Nationals. The place is relatively full. You can walk through here and say, man, what's so bad? These people are paying $35-$40 to get in here. The place is packed. What do you need to do to go out and sell yourself to pick up a sponsor? And is there anybody you're looking at?
Honestly, I don't know, you know, what we need to do. If I had the answer, we'd be doing it. It's a lot harder than people think it is. And, I'm not so sure things are as bad as what they make them out to be. I think
exactly.
A lot of people are more scared about what could happen than, you know, the way things really are right at this immediate time. So, you know, like you said, I've been at Brunswick, I've been at East Bay and here now, and people definitely haven't quit coming to the races.
Nice. Darren, we're right here in the VIP room with a panoramic view of the super half-mile racetrack. Just a beautiful sight here. You were kind of eyeballing it a little bit earlier, and you actually said you believe it's probably going to be quite a bit different than last night.
Yeah,
why is it?
Yeah, I think they've definitely put more water in the racetrack than they had yesterday. You know, it was pretty dry, and it ended up rubbering up last night, which really doesn't make for that great a race. And I was probably sitting in the only spot I'd want to be in the way the racetrack was last night.
That's it.
And the guy's not going to get lucky enough to, you know, win the heat and draw the pole every night. So hopefully they, you know, keep enough water in this thing that we don't have rubbered up one lane deals anymore. So
we do a little pool in the tower. Every night, we throw a buck in. It's six or seven of us, and we all pick a driver. One rule when the racetrack gets like that is can't pick the pole car. Okay, I forgot that, so I was the first one. I said, I'll take Thriller. No, you can't pick the pole car. So, and that's why. I mean, you knew, though, Darren,
right,
when you looked at this racetrack, when you took the green flag, you think with your experience, you knew what that racetrack was going to be like.
Yeah, we knew when the Contis were running out there. We're taking times on the Contis, and you know, they're running 1840s, 50s, and then pretty soon they're down to 20s, and then 1800s and 17.
Yeah.
And you know what's happening. It's picking up and it's rubbering up. And without them doing anything on the racetrack, we pretty much knew what we were going to be seeing.
Sure, absolutely. Darren Miller, what a pleasure, man, not only to have you on Dirt World back in 2008, but now to actually sit face-to-face with you and kind of get into your racing program and just what's going on in Darren Miller Racing. Thank you very much for being on Dirt World, man.
All right, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Darren the Thriller Miller, folks, drives the number 32D, picked up the first UMP Super Dirt Car Late Model feature event last night right here at Volusia Speedway Park. He'll look to answer tonight and repeat once again on the Super Half Mile. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with more. And, of course, the University of Northwestern Ohio right here on Dirt World after this.
I talked to him.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
This is Daryl Padgett, driver of the number 46, Wells Brothers Farms Ford. You're listening to Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid on Dirt World.
No matter what, get out and see some dirt racing. Get some dirt on your face.
Get some dirt on your dog.
Yeah, dirt on your dog.
Absolutely. With Billy the Kid, my name is Joe Dirt. Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com.
Back to Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid at Volusia Speedway Park with Dirt World.
Welcome back to Dirt World on RealRacingUSA.com. I'm Joe Dirt with my good friend Billy the Kid, who has wrangled up so many different drivers and different people here.
Oops. Looks like we have a technical issue here. We'll hook. You there?
I'm here.
Okay, good enough. Go ahead, man.
We're here.
Are we still here?
You are here, brother.
All right. Once again on RealRacingUSA.com, Dirt World, right here.
I'm messing this up, man. I picked the phone up. I didn't know Darren left it laying there. Dude, he left it on, and I pushed the button, and we went to a different line, and somebody was looking for tickets, man.
I'm trying to get my swerve on here.
I messed this up, man.
I got a dude I've been promising we're going to have on the radio all week long. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Don Loudon from, of course, the great state of Ohio, and he, of course, represents the University of Northwestern Ohio, a big sponsor here at the 38th edition of the Alltel Dirt Car Nationals. And, Don, you know, let's get right into it. You guys perhaps offer the most unique learning experience of any college or university in the country. Nowhere is anybody doing what you guys do, and of course that transfers to even owning and operating a racetrack. Talk about that.
That's true. We have dedicated a 75,000 square foot high performance motorsports complex back in 2006. We have a dirt track that we own and operate called Limeland Motorsports Park. Not only do our students get to work on the equipment there in the shop at the school, but we also have a track that we can actually test it on. And what better to help build self-confidence than actually seeing it from the beginning to the end result on the track.
And, you know, you talk about the racetrack aspect again, a very unique resource that is available in Ohio, and, of course, online. Anybody can receive degrees from the University of Northwestern Ohio wherever they are on the planet. That's the cool thing about it. Talking about the race, the motorsports aspect of this thing, not only, of course, building high-performance diesel, automotive, and we're going to talk about some of the different academic courses that you offer, but you brought five race cars down here with five different drivers. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah, that's one thing our students, we are very proud of. As far as past 2 weeks, our high-performance instructors are on site. Our students are doing a great job. Our students do get jobs with racing teams across the country. We have about 3,700 students total at UNOH.
And talking about Limeland, of course, that's the home to the Brad Doty Classic, one of the biggest sprint car races on the planet.
Yes,
that is a great race that everybody, certainly, if they can't be there, if they want to be a part of it in some capacity, watch it if it's televised or whatever. But that racetrack, that's your classroom.
Yes, it is. It's used for the public on Friday nights for racing during our race seasons, about the second week of April to about the end of August. Monday through Thursday, weather permitting and track conditions permitting, our students can use that as a training center. We have a VIP suite area that's used for Friday night during the races for companies to rent out, and that doubles as a classroom during the week for our students. So it really helps out track time. Of course, the instructors drive the cars around the track, but it's up to the students to fine-tune their skills. If the car is too loose or is going into the turn, coming out, if it's too tight, our students actually get to fine-tune their skills that way.
Well, Don, let me tell you, they're learning something, because these race cars out here, Tony Anderson, Yeah, Terry Hall.
Yeah.
John Henry.
Yep. Todd Sherman.
I mean, these four drivers have certainly given a good account of themselves, not only on the racetrack, but the way they carry themselves in the work area. They've got a state-of-the-art hauler. They got all the equipment and resources they need to be successful on this racetrack. And simply put, they learned it right there at UNOH.
Yeah. We've been blessed. We've got a great program. We have a president, Dr. Jeffrey Jarvis, and also the board for the university supports it very well. All the equipment on site is state-of-the-art. It's just been built a few years back. We have chassis dynos, engine dynos. We cover shock dynos there. We have a fabrication program now. We have two jig tables. We build the frames right on campus. We teach the students the welding. They can make the roll bars, the cages. Pretty much from bare steel to put it on a track, we can do.
How did the relationship with Volusia Speedway Park, come about for University of Northwestern Ohio? You guys have been involved in the Dirt Car Nationals in years past, but who actually decided, hey, we need to be a part of this at a bigger level for 2009? Because I think it's been a great relationship that's been developed thus far.
Oh, yeah. These past couple years with you guys, it's been great. The staff here has been very nice to us, very friendly. You guys have been great. I know the past couple years, Dr. Jeffrey Jarvis and also Steve Farmer, they've been the masterminds behind this. They've done all the communication skills, and they've got something great going, and I hope we can continue this for the future.
And Don, while we've got you, I mean, we would be remiss if we didn't mention some of the other programs offered at UNOH. Certainly high-performance motorsports, very important, and that's the core.
Right.
Because that's where this university, this is what it was founded upon. However, you guys offer agriculture, equipment repair, diesel technicians, alternative fuels, which we all know how important and how popular, you know, being green is today.
Right.
Whether it's a cliche or not,
that's
it's
right.
Very important to be a part of that industry, you know, from the grassroots ground floor. You guys, student stock car teams, you know, it highlights that here. It's just an amazing program. But in addition to the motorsports, you've got regular sports as well. You've got men's and women's basketball, golf, obviously co-ed motorsports, women's volleyball, tennis. You've got a fully stocked health and fitness center. It's pretty cool. So that, I think, would make you more of a conventional university having these teams.
Exactly. We are a dual-division university. A student can come to the University of Northwestern Ohio and get their associate's, bachelor's, or their master's degrees now. It has grown tremendously, and I do credit that to the staff at the university, our president, for Dr. Jeffrey Jarvis, and also the board there. We are expanding. There's more programs coming. With the dual division, we also offer accounting, marketing, business administration, other programs that do not pertain to high performance, obviously. One good thing that I'd like to point out with our high performance program, the students are also taking the automotive program. And what that is, that prepares a student for an entry-level job at a dealership as a technician. And with the economy the way it's turning right now, it's been said in national papers and everything at this point to where people are keeping their cars longer, so the technician's definitely going to be in higher demand.
Boy, that's for sure. That's for sure. And Don, you know, not only, you know, you don't have to live in Ohio. You don't have to live in that central, you know, the Midwest. You can take any of these courses online. This is something we talked about off the air the other day. That's a pretty neat deal right there for people that perhaps want to get this kind of quality education in whatever field it might be. They could do it from Barberville, Florida.
Yeah, that is correct for our business division. However, our tech division.
Yeah, but that's got to be hands-on.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Amazing. Yeah. And one thing, Donna, just kind of, this is such an interesting concept, what you guys are able to achieve there at UNOH. Friday night, Lima Land, open to the public. You want to pack the place. Where does that money go? Does that go right back to the university? And does the university fully fund the racetrack as far as upkeep and maintenance?
That's ran as a separate business.
I see.
Lima Land is on its own.
But I see.
We happen to run Lima Land.
I see.
So it's pretty much its own enterprise there.
Wonderful. And one thing that I think we need to talk about for anybody perhaps listening on Dirt World, right here on RealRacingUSA.com. If you are, in fact, planning to come to the Dirt Car Nationals, we still got four more nights of this here at Volusia Speedway Park. So you have a mobile learning lab here, and I was so impressed with this thing. It looks like one of these couple team haulers.
Yeah.
It's fully staffed, fully equipped with actual mobile learning centers inside of it.
Yeah.
You guys use that quite frequently, obviously.
This is its first trip for us.
Is it really?
It is.
But you guys staff it like you've been around it for years.
Well, that's the way we run our school, our programs. We want everything to go 100%. But this is our first experience with that. We got it back probably about 2 weeks before this trip.
Really?
We were frantically putting it together. It's not what we want yet. However, it has everything that we need to this point. But by working in it for a week and a half, I've got some more ideas. I know other people do, too, to make it even better for our students and the public.
It's actually just a very amazing. And the support that you guys have provided us throughout the East Dirt Car National has been amazing. You see everybody wearing UNOH hats,
yeah,
shirts. And I've learned a lot about your college over the last week or so.
Great.
Certainly, we've seen you out here. We've seen, you know, Todd Sherman so many times, Anderson, Hull. And now it really gives me a lot more insight of what UNOH is about, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Anybody out there listening, you can go to our website at www.unoh.edu. It has our programs on the website there. You can request information. We'd love to have you stop by and tour the campus. If you call the admissions office at 419-998-3120, we tour Monday through Saturday by appointment. So please give us a call, and we'd love to take care of you.
Just a wonderful university, ladies and gentlemen, and what a pleasure to have them on board here throughout the Dirt Car Nationals and Dirt World. Folks, what better university could you want to attend? They're into short track dirt racing. Tony Loudon with the University of Northwestern Ohio, thanks for being with us on Dirt World.
Thank you, bud.
Really appreciate it. All right, with that, we are going to step away, and on the other side, as promised, with Dirt Heads, Kirk Shaw from Batesville, Arkansas. We'll be right back with more Dirt World.
No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. Whoa. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming.
made our love.
All right, we take you back now to Joe Dirt and Billy the Kid with Dirt World.
Well, welcome back to Dirt World. I am Billy the Kid, and we are wrapping up this edition of Dirt World here live from the 30th Annual Dirt Car Nationals, brought to you by Alltel and the University of Northwestern Ohio. And what a program we've had. We had Austin Dillon, modified driver, Jared Landers, modified driver. We also had Ty Dillon, modified driver. We had Brian Gifford, modified driver. We had Darren Miller, last night's winner, UMP late model, 7,000 to win show. We had Randy Hall, Saturday night's winner, UMP mod. And we had Donnie, I can't pronounce his last name, Landrum, forgive me, from the University of Northwestern Ohio.
From Don Loudon. Don Loudon.
Don Loudon. I'm sorry, you interviewed him, not me. We have Kirk Shaw on the line with us from Arkansas, who has been here all week handing out, promoting his new deal called Dirthead.com, Joe. And I looked over this website yesterday, and what a neat concept he has. Kirk, tell us about it a little bit.
Well, really, we wanted to, bring the wall graphic concept to the dirt racing world to where they can really market their products and give the fans an opportunity to be able to put their favorite driver on the wall. And it, the way the material is made, it's a fabric type material. It's got into pieces on it, so it's not a decal. It's not a poster. It's something really unique, and everybody's really excited about it at Speed Weeks.
Kirk, you know what's cool? This is Joe Dirt. Thanks for being on Dirt World with us tonight. I think the fact that New Vision Graphics, you guys have been on the cutting edge of course, graphics and decals and packages for race cars for so many years now, and to be able to come up with this technology, this is amazing right here. And I'll tell you, when this takes off, Kirk, be ready, my friend, because you're going to see Dirthead.com products all over the place on people's garages and their bedrooms. You're going to see them inside race haulers, certainly at racetracks. But how instrumental was New Vision Graphics in creating Dirthead?
Well, we've been working on it probably for about 8 months. The website's the website's all e-commerce, the customer just log in and order their products. It's really a sister company of New Vision. We're really keeping it separate. New Vision Graphics has been in business 15 years, and we do over 1,000 wraps a year on that part, that company. But this company is really just a .com, and the response down here has been unbelievable because every time we pull in lots, just everybody's going crazy and yelling a name out.
Yeah.
It's been really crazy how everybody's responding to it.
Riding around the pit area today, I've seen a lot of the banners that you had and give to the drivers hanging from their haulers. I've seen probably three-quarters of the pit area wearing Dirthead.com hats, and everybody I talked to is really excited about it. As a matter of fact, when Darren Miller was up here, he said he talked to you at the PRI show, and I handed him another one of the little information packets, so I think he's thinking about it too. But, just look at those things, and I know I'm into sports and I'm into the football players, but the fat heads, people don't understand, them things are expensive. I got on your website, dirthead.com. People can afford this, man.
Yeah, it's really reasonable. It starts at $29 for anybody. Anybody right. can put their car on the website for other fans to purchase, and then they get a credit in return for putting their image on the website. And a lot of the top guys we've got a lot of the top guys locked in, and they're getting different percentages for different levels on the website. And the ones that's not on there, most of the top guys are pending, the ones that, haven't signed a contract. But we've got a lot of the top guys right now, and everybody is really excited about pushing the product from their standpoint. And obviously, the website itself is just a win-win deal for everybody involved.
The whole situation is just like you said, anybody can do it. Local drivers, it don't matter. You don't have to be the big name running for the World Championship or running for the World of Outlaw Championship or running for the UMP Championship. Even the local people can take advantage of this. That's me and you was talking about yesterday. This thing is awesome, man.
Yeah, that's the great thing about it is because we're building the local guys into something that they never could have been able to, do on their own. This is the concept of it, then, the laptops and the iPhone wraps and everything else. And there's a lot of other products we're going to introduce in the coming weeks. But right now it's just it's really awesome to see how they can be pushed to the next level and really help maybe bring sponsors to them,
Another thing that me and you talked about yesterday in the pit area was that you're having a special right now. Actually, that was 2 days ago we talked about it. Tell us about the special a little bit, about the if you heard it here at the Dirt Car Nationals or however you're going to do that.
You can just what we've got going is for the ones listening, we can do we're doing a promo code. You get 10% off on however much you want to purchase. Just your total order, you'll have 10% off of it if you just type in the word Volusia for this deal here, and they'll just get 10% off any amount they want to order. So
that's awesome, man. You know, this dirthead.com, as we talked about yesterday and a couple of days ago, I think this is, we've all pushed it one more time. This is going to be a huge thing. And, again, for everybody that's listening, this, you can have your regular cars done, your local cars done. You know, all you have to do is get on dirthead.com, get a hold of Kirk and the guys back home at the shop, and get it done from there. But, you know, we talked about the drivers. You get on the website. I was on your website yesterday. The big-name drivers that you already have signed up, just from the ones from PRI, the ones you had going into this week, and the ones that you got this week. Name some of the ones you picked up over the last 2 days here.
We've picked up the last few days. We've got during Speedway, Wendell Wallace. We've got Ken Schrader, Tim McCready, UMP National Champion Jeff Leica, Brandon Kinster, Gilly McDermott, and we've got Austin and Ty Dillon and Ryan Gifford.
I don't think you'll see Jerry Landers too far behind that.
Yeah, but he's on there too, and
yeah.
We've got there's several that still that was pending that's ready to go on the site. We've probably got another 30 drivers right now that's going on the site next week. So you'll see the images coming up from Speed Week, and everything will be updated. So, but it's everybody's really responded to it very well, and we also Kenny Wallace is on there too as well. We've got some special deals we're fixing to launch with Tim McCready. I spoke with him last night, and we're going to do some special deals for him for his fund because he got hurt at the Chili Bowl.
How's he doing, Kirk?
He'll be here.
How did he sound last night when you talked to him?
He sounded great. I mean, he really looked good, and he really had a good attitude. I mean, I didn't expect it, but he really had a good attitude about everything. I don't know
good
that I would, but he had a good attitude.
I talked to him yesterday on the phone. He said he'd be here walking around, so the doctor wants him to get around a little bit. So we'll see Tim McCready at the 30th Annual Dirt Car Nationals. Of course, he won't be behind the wheel of anything. But it's awful great that you're doing something to help him out. And, you know, I think what you have going here, me and you talked some yesterday, and, you know, with me being in the die-cast deal and doing some of the cars I've been doing, and I think this is going to be a neat concept. Like I said before, the football players, I think, are a big hit, but I think these race cars that you're doing, and I think this is going to be something big.
Yeah, there's a lot of angles too. You know, if you own a racetrack, you know if you've got a business, there's a lot of other series. You know, we've got different programs for different groups that we can work with you on, and there's just a lot of win-win things for everybody. And even other graphic companies, this is not really a graphic company deal. It's just the dirthead.com. So we've got a lot of other graphic companies that's involved with different parts of it. It's putting their images on websites and things. So. It's we're just trying to help everybody. So,
and I tell you, last night you gave me a couple to give away, and right now we'll give away one. I know there's not a lot of people listening because a lot of people are still working, but there's going to be a lot of people that's going to download this tonight and email us. That's the way I set it up on the emails today. And if you're listening or when you get this tonight, we want a kid to email us, and we want him to tell us what color Barney is. And you'll be the winner of a sticker. I mean, that's easy.
Dude,
for a
you
kid.
Couldn't think of anything better than that.
What do you want me to tell him?
At the racetrack,
it's
and you're going to ask about Barney?
It's a kid.
Yeah.
What do you want me? But it's got to be a kid. He's got to be a kid. Got to be below the age of 12 years old. We'll give you a stick.
Ask that kid what his favorite dirt late model driver is.
Okay, there you go. That's what we'll do. Whatever you want to do, Jeff.
Barney.
Whatever you want to do, man. I'm trying to keep somebody from cheating on this deal. I want to give it to a kid. I don't want to give it to some grown up, some 40-year-old guy show up here. We want to give it to a kid. Well, why don't we let Kurt ask the question? Let Kurt give it away. How's that, Kurt? You want to do it?
Whatever y'all want to do. It's the theme is the tagline on it. Ticket. You know. So
there you go.
We trip. Everybody likes to use that somehow.
Give us your best ticket line. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's it.
Give us your best ticket line, and you will win a free dirt head. Compliments at dirthead.com right here on Dirt World. Kirk Shaw, man, what a pleasure to have you on board. And how does this sound? Dirt World, brought to you by dirthead.com.
There you go.
Think about that, Kirk. We'll be talking soon.
Thank you.
Kurt, man, we want to thank you for taking some time out. I know you're back in Arkansas. We know you left last night, and we'll be in touch. And for sure, we'd like to have you as a guest again on the show. And for all you guys back there listening, you guys can download this on realracingusa.com. It'll be on. It's probably 10 minutes after it's over here, which will be wrapped up right after you. But, again, thanks for everything you give us to give away, and we appreciate you, man. And hope everything works out for you. And I'll be talking to you because with the United Dirt League Mall Challenge Series, we're going to probably want to do something with you.
Yeah. Sounds great. Well, maybe I'll try to get back down there later this week if it works out. So.
Look forward to seeing you.
Hope to see you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Kershaw with Dirthead.com. Billy, what a cool product this is.
This is a neat concept. I've seen him riding around the pit area and talked to him a little bit. And he, like I said, he gave a couple to give away. He gave one big one and one small one to give away, and we'll give them away. But like I said, we want to give it to a kid. You know, we don't want to give it away to a grown-up. But Kurt is real instrumental in this deal. And with being with New Vision Graphics, they got a lot of nice-looking wraps. I mean, we know that Doughboy is a great guy, a great friend of ours. Bruce is signed the same way, but this guy's no harm to him. He's out in Batesville, Arkansas. But this ticket deal is this dirthead.com ticket deal is pretty neat, man. And get on his website tonight and check it out. They are real neat. They are reasonable. Mention Volusia Thruway Park and that you saw it at Volusia or heard it on Dirt World, and you get 10% off.
Let's thank awesome Austin Dillon, of course, the Terror, Ty Dillon, Flying Ryan Gifford, the Thriller, Darren Miller. Of course, Randy Hall, guest on this afternoon's program. Good Lord, Don.
See, now you can't pronounce his last name.
I can't
remember. Don from University
Loudon.
Of Wisconsin, Ohio. We want to say thank you, my friend.
And Kershaw.
Kershaw.
Absolutely. So another great program here, folks. A lot happening, obviously, here at the Dirt Car
Wednesday, live from back to original time.
Yeah, we'll do our normal program next Wednesday night. We thank everybody for being with us with this terrible and crazy schedule that we've been trying to keep here over the past week and a half. But we will be back on track, myself and Billy the Kid, next Wednesday night. Billy, thanks for taking some time, and thanks for wrangling up them drivers for us this afternoon. Good show, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. I appreciate it, Jack Smith. Thank you. And I got to go to work now, but I'll see you later. Good night, everybody.